New York.
Okay. What about Baltimore?
Maryland.
Okay. And Richmond?
Virginia.
Okay. And Asheville?
North Carolina.
And Charleston?
South Carolina.
Okay. And Atlanta?
Georgia.
And Miami?
Florida.
And Huntsville?
Alabama.
Okay. And New Orleans?
Louisiana.
And Louisville?
Kentucky.
Okay. And Knoxville?
Tennessee.
St. Louis?
Missouri.
Okay. And Little Rock?
Arkansas.
And Tupelo?
Mississippi.
Dallas?
Texas.
And Tulsa?
Oklahoma.
Okay. What about the states extending from Maine to Connecticut on the map? They're called the what states?
East.
They have them called the New England?
New England states, what I was trying to tell you. I chased down these people trying, genealogical records and trying to find these states and so on.
You know, the maddening thing, I would think, would be Alabama and southern states, I guess all states in it, but Alabama and Tennessee, I know, changed counties three or four times. They started off with relatively few, very big counties. And
well, that's one thing that we have. I mean, you have to know how. Now, I have attended three workshops, genealogical workshops. But we have what you call the genealogist handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And in each one of those things, they have a map of the state. But then they have it listed by counties, and then they tell you when that county, what year that county was formed. And over here, they have the mother counties.
Oh, I see. Well, now that would be a handy thing to
oh,
have.
Oh, it's handy, I tell you. You can't look up genealogy hardly without it if up there.
What about some of the big cities in Alabama? Name some of the major cities in Alabama.
Mobile, Montgomery, Birmingham.
Okay. What about
Huntsville?
What about yeah, Huntsville, don't forget. What about in Georgia?
Oh, Atlanta, Augusta.
What about the port town in Georgia? Old southern town.
Oh, wait a minute. That's another thing, my mind. I tell you, just go to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. What about...
It goes blank every once in a while.
Well, that's people I like to ask you things like that without naming the town, you know.
Oh, yeah, they ask me that. You'd be surprised at the questions we get.
Oh, really? I
would be surprised, I tell you. But one of the things that would floor you... You know, they talk so much about these obscene phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And this Helen Moore that I was talking to you about, she is a beast nut and the quickest thing on the trigger, so to speak, about doing things. And she went up there the other day and was at the desk, and the phone rang, so she answered it. And the voice on the other end asked her a very, very, very obscene question. And just out of the blue, she said, she waited a minute and then she realized what he had said. And she said, is that a reference question?
Oh, no. Oh, that's beautiful. That's wonderful.
I'm telling you, we have life.
That's really quick thinking.
And, she said they waited and waited and waited and they just hung up.
They didn't know what to say. You know, when I taught at UNH here, the library had trouble with obscene phone calls all the time.
Well, you know, the funny thing, they called that one, and then they called both of our branches, main branches, and asked the same identical question.